The Church Media Podcast, episode number 6, The 10 Reasons Why Someone Serves at Your Church, part 1. Let's do it.
Hey there. Welcome to the Church Media Podcast.
The definitive podcast for creating dynamic experiences and building solid production teams at your church.
Video, audio, lighting, stage design, volunteer culture, and more.
You can find the show notes for this episode at 1230media.com/podcast.
And now, broadcasting from the heart of the South, here's your host, Church Media Coach Carl Barnhill.
Hey, and welcome to episode number 6 of the Church Media Podcast. I'm Carl Barnhill, your host. This is the definitive podcast for helping you create dynamic experiences and build solid production teams at your church. It's my goal to give you the tools and the confidence that you need to use media at your church or through your ministry where people meet Jesus and grow in their relationship with Him. This week, we're going to dive into your volunteer team. We're going to take an in-depth look at why someone serves or volunteers at your church or on your team. The more you know why your volunteers are there, the more you know how to minister to them. Remember, you can find the show notes for this episode at 1230media.com/podcast. There I'm going to give you my outline for this episode. You're going to get all my notes. And I always try to give you some shareable content that you can take back to your production team. Again, that address is 1230media.com/podcast. Serving in the local church, there sometimes can be no greater joy. I'm consistently amazed at how people who work full-time jobs, sometimes 6 days a week, spend their time they could be relaxing and resting, serving their church. Why is that? Why do people from all walks of life who are sometimes exhausted from their day jobs donate even more time and energy to their church? I've heard countless stories of volunteers telling me that serving in production is the highlight of their week, or they look forward to serving all week long. Why is that? Well, I believe that there are at least 10 reasons why someone serves at your church or on your team. In this episode, I'm going to give you 5 of those reasons. Number 1, to grow in their relationship with Christ. When someone serves on your team, they are surrounded with other believers that can encourage and strengthen their walk with Christ. They are hearing and seeing the gospel lived out. More than half the Ten Commandments deal with loving people, and there are countless passages that instruct us as believers to serve one another. So when we obey that, we can feel it spiritually. The Holy Spirit inside of you is doing the happy dance. Isn't that amazing that you can receive more out of serving emotionally and spiritually than those you're giving to? It's amazing. Number 2, it helps them discover their purpose and feel fulfilled. When you serve and give up your time and energy for someone else, you get emotionally and spiritually recharged. It gives more meaning to your life as a servant of Christ. Your volunteers have the opportunity in your environments to literally find purpose and meaning. They find fulfillment in putting the needs of others above themselves. It helps them discover their purpose and feel fulfilled. Number 3, to use their skills and talents for the kingdom. Each one of your volunteers have incredible skills, talents, and abilities. A lot of them are in day jobs that for one reason or another aren't allowing them to use all the gifts that they have. A good note here, as a media director, I would always take willing people onto the media production team. Always. They didn't have to have any technical ability whatsoever. In fact, sometimes that worked out better because our team could train them from the ground up. But I also tried to create opportunities on our team that allowed people to flourish in the skills and gifts that God gave them. For instance, what if you had an older lady on your team that knew nothing about technology but could cook or mother your team? What if you had a great administrator that might not be able to keep pace with executing a worship service, but could help you schedule and follow up with volunteers? Your volunteers want to use their gifts and skills for the kingdom. It's your job to create opportunities for them to be used. Now, I've given you three of the reasons why I believe why someone serves at your church. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back and give you two more. Check this out. Hey, Carl Barnhill here. I want to tell you about my latest ebook entitled The Ultimate Church Media Toolbox. I've put together this resource of over 57 digital tools and give you ideas on how to use them in your ministry and on your team. From Dropbox to MailChimp to a really cool digital media server application called Plex, which is one of my personal favorites. In the book, I give you descriptions of each tool, ways to use each to enhance your ministry to your media team, and direct links to download the app or the tool. I've put everything together for you so you don't have to search around to know where to get it or how to use it. It's a resource that I pray will help you and save you time and energy. I've also produced this book where it's affordable, where you can grab several copies for your team members without putting a dent in your budget. The Ultimate Church Media Toolbox. It's available on Amazon, or you can grab it on our website at 1230media.com/toolbox. That's 1230media.com/toolbox. Welcome back. We're looking at 10 reasons why someone serves at your church. In this episode, I'm giving you five, and we'll do part two next week. All right, here's number four, out of obedience to Jesus. Mark 9:35 says, "And he sat down and called the 12, and he said to them, 'If anyone be first, he must be last of all and servant of all.'" When your volunteers are serving at your church, they're doing it out of obedience to Jesus. Jesus commands us to serve others. When your volunteers serve the local church through your team, they're being obedient to what Jesus has called them to. Recognize that. Thank them for it. All right, number five on our list of 10 reasons why someone serves at your church is to follow Jesus' example. Philippians 2:5-7 says, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men." God sent his son to be the ultimate servant. When your volunteers serve, they are following the very example Jesus set for us, giving of themselves for other people. So let's recap. Someone serves at your church, one, to grow in their relationship with Christ. Number two, it helps them discover their purpose and feel fulfilled. Number three, to use their skills and talents for the kingdom. Number four, out of obedience to Jesus. Number five, to follow Jesus's example. Next week, we'll take a look at five more reasons why someone serves at your church. I hope you'll catch that episode. In the meantime, I want to thank you for joining me this week on the Church Media Podcast. My hope and prayer is that we can learn from each other how to create experiences at our churches where people meet Jesus and take their next step with him. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to leave a review of the podcast on iTunes, or you can shoot an email to me directly at carl@1230media.com. Also, remember that you can grab the show notes for this episode at 1230media.com/podcast. I want to thank my producer for this episode, a man with two first names, David Michael Hyde. You can check him out online at davidmichaelhyde.com. Thanks again for joining me this week. Go out there, guys, and create some amazing experiences this Sunday. I'll catch you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Church Media Podcast. Get the show notes for today's episode at 1230media.com/podcast. And be sure to rate and review this podcast in iTunes. For more free church media resources, visit 1230media.com. We'll see you right here next week for another episode of the Church Media Podcast.